up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. I'm one of the hosts of this podcast, and I'm joined by my husband of 14 years, boyfriend of 17 years. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Marcus Ain't on the Book. A.K.A. That Heifer, Tank of Tanks, Riders.
Hey.
What's good, riders out there?
What's good? What's poppin'? This is a weekly podcast that me and my husband do where we talk about any and everything. It's not a relationship podcast necessarily. Nah. It is a podcast where we just be like, this is what we want to talk about. A lot of times he be wrong, and that's why it causes an argument, because he has a really hard time.
We're going to talk about it, y'all.
He has a really hard time dealing with that. So you can watch this every Wednesday on my YouTube channel or listen to it wherever podcasts are found. We have some very beautiful, special people in the building. They are our Patreon. They are known as our immediate family, our Angel Wings, our Tanks Riders. They are watching this live. They done pulled up. Banger. Pop, pop, pop.
Pulling up donuts. Burning out. All of that.
If you would like to be able to watch this live.
All the random engine animal noises that Angel's over here making.
Yes. If you would like to be able to watch this live, you can join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel for $5. We even had a beautiful family meeting before we even pressed record. So if you're not a part of our Patreon, you don't know what we were talking about before now. They also got discount codes on merchandise that just hit the presses. And, there's a lot of good benefits to being a part, so join us.
Yeah, these heifers over here letting us know what we got wrong and right with their orders.
Yeah, already.
Like, we just trying to do the podcast.
Also.
I ain't gonna say no names.
Also, we have.
Erica.
Shut up! Also, we have three sponsors for today's episode. Tell them who they are.
Everybody say it with me on the count of three. One, two, three. Plates
is
not one of the sponsors. We have Anna Louise, Rothy's, and HelloFresh.
Let me tell you, though. luckily, HelloFresh owns Every Plate. My mother was trying to... She was asking me...
It's singular. It's Every Plate.
No, it's Every Plate right now. No, it's Every Plate. But I'm saying it's Every Plate right now. My mother, she wanted to do a meal service thing. And she was like, what's better? Is Plates or HelloFresh better? I said, Mama, it's not plates. It's not.
Oh, my goodness.
She said, the way Marcus was over there hurt.
Hey, I was strong in that one. Boy, I'm trying to tell you.
But we're going to tell you more about our sponsors for this episode. And we always, as always, we appreciate when you check out our sponsors, use their service. Because when you patronize our sponsors, you are actually supporting this podcast. So we greatly appreciate all of you all who have already done that. And hopefully, I love these sponsors a lot. So hopefully you will too. Oh, we took care of a lot of business. Yeah. That was great. That felt good.
Straight
felt
to the point right
solid.
There.
Solid. I love that. So what are we opening our podcast with today?
You decide.
What's got me feeling good and what's got me feeling terrible? So in my feelings is how I want to start. Right. I'm going to start off with what has pissed me off. Obviously, one thing that has had a lot of the world in their feelings is the loss of our friend Tony Baker's son. Tragic loss. So just know that we, the Tanksleys, have been praying for our brother and his family. So that is definitely one on a more serious note. On a not so serious note, but was about to have me on the no-fly list this weekend, coming out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. Y'all, typically on this tour, we fly Delta because Kevin was given the advice from a friend, when you travel a lot, you no longer come and cover all this mess. You no longer fly different airlines. You start flying one airline because you are missing out on perks. So Delta is what we fly. Somehow the... what do you need, baby?
I need a good writing pen.
Okay, let's get you a good writing
pen. You ain't got no good writing pens, babe. You don't believe in buying good quality pens. I need a Bic.
Wait a minute. Have you bought
a good... Yeah, I got a whole pack of pens right here somewhere. That's what I'm looking for.
Do you really? I don't think you do. Because if you did, you would have them ready.
They'd be stealing them pens that people be having at kiosks. You would be on the ready. Don't nobody use these pens.
You would. No, I bought that pen. That was for a baby shower.
It's trash, too.
This
ain't for no baby shower.
I thought you were talking about this one.
It's both of them's trash.
This one is Urban Oasis. Hush up. Anyways, before I was so rudely just interrupted.
You wasn't. I was...
Hush. We were flying out
Stay
of...
Stay on task.
We were flying out of New Brunswick. Because we were flying United this time. And United changed planes the night before. Meaning the aircraft that they originally assigned this flight to, they changed it. Now, we... The comics that are not Kev always fly the premium, not first class, but whatever the premium seats are after first class. So that means that we're right behind first class. So those seats usually start at on United around like row 20.
Mm-hmm.
I always get a window seat. Those are my two prerequisites. Though if like you had a rider like in your contract of the two things you require, my only two things that I require is premium seating in a window seat. That's it. I'm very easy breezy. Well, when they change aircraft carriers, they put all of us back by the toilets in the back of the plane where they be putting families
behind the
with
engines.
Kids. Yes.
Where everything's rattling and stuff when you're taking them.
We seats 54. So I get on my phone because Josh made us aware, oh, they've changed our seats. I get on United, contact us. I'm doing the text messaging. Hi. The seat that was purchased for me was a premium seat. However, I'm now back in the back of economy. Can we fix this? Yes, absolutely. You're now 20A, which is a window seat. You're confirmed. Thanks. I then hand my phone around for her to help everybody else because that is the type of friend that I am on this tour. The only woman on this tour, I always am helping the dudes. They are looking out after me, trying to make sure I'm not carrying anything heavy. I look after them.
Even though she wants to.
I look after them and try to make sure, like if I'm getting food, I ask, do you all want anything to eat? I try to be very, like, helpful. Everybody else got their flights, their seats changed. The morning of, I check my thing. I'm back in 54J. I'm back in the back of the plane.
Back in the back.
I go to check in and I say, hey, what's going on? The woman's like, well, you need to check in fully. I was like, I don't want to check in yet because it's saying the wrong seat. And I don't want to confirm that I'm okay with the seat when I am not. Okay, you need to check in. She's giving me all types of attitude. I was like, man, but you just, I was like, man, but if you could just listen to me. Fine. You don't want to listen. So I said, okay. I check in. I said, ma'am, I'm checked in. You don't want to listen. So I go use the kiosk thing. And then it won't print out baggage things. It's like you need to go to step one kiosk. I'm at a step one kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked a different woman there. I said, can you help me this? It's saying I need to go to step one kiosk. I'm checked in. What is this? She was like, I don't know why it's doing this. And she's like, her name is Eugenia. I remember people's names.
Eugenia?
Eugenia, older black lady. I don't know if
she's been mad her whole life.
I don't know what it was.
Eugenia, I know you mad. It wasn't her fault.
No, this is a black woman. This is the only reason why I was giving her more patience than usual because she was an older black woman. And so she was like, her baggage things in print. She said, because she doesn't want to listen. I said, ma'am, you said check in. I checked in. She's like, come over here. And so I go over there and she was like, your bags will be $80. And I was like, what? And she was like, oh, no, they're not. No, they're not. And I was like, exactly. I said, now this is what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Eugenia got to that position because she's been there for so long. She ain't did nothing to move up.
I said,
turn the computers on, Eugenia. You know, you need to do that, okay? I don't know how to do that.
I said, ma'am, my seat should have been a premium seat. And if they got me 57J. No, you have Economy Plus. That's different than premium. I was like, No, that's not what it says. Then again, she realizes she's wrong. Oh, okay. Well, you're going to have to talk to a ticketing agent to do that. And you should hurry because there's only 3 seats left. Bitch, I know. That's the reason why I was trying to talk to you before I did this. Y'all, it had... And then, oh, the story's not done. I get to the gate. Greg Goolsby, who is Kev's brother-in-law, Melissa's brother-in-law, married to Melissa's sister, Melanie. He can see I am. And Greg personally tries to take care of me on the trip to make sure that I come back in one piece to this man. So he's like, I'm going to go with Angel to the gate as quickly as possible to try to get this handled. Because he had the same situation, but he was able to fix his before we got to the airport.
Because he didn't have no attitude with the ticket people.
So we go to my gate. Ain't nobody there at my gate. I'm sorry. You see, because you over here picking with me, so I didn't know if you were still picking with me. You be flipping on and off. Now I don't know where you're going.
Go on, finish your story.
So there's nobody at our ticketing gate. So the next gate, I go to the person. There's this little, he's a little Asian man. He's sitting there playing on his phone. He's sitting down. He's not even at the booth yet, but I can see he got on all of his stuff. And I said, hey, sir, I need help. I need to change my seat or have my seat changed back to the 20A I had because there's barely any seats left in premium. I can't help. And I was like, but why? You all have the same system. He's like, I'm working another flight. He's literally on his phone. He's on his phone like this.
He basically playing a game, y'all, for y'all that's just listening and not watching.
Yes, he's looking down on his phone, sitting down, not near the thing that would be the computer that would actually have him working a flight, playing a goddamn game on his phone. I'm working another flight. I was like, but I need you to understand the urgency because there's only 3 seats left and I need them to give me my original 20A seat by the window. And he's like, yeah, they'll be there. So he wouldn't help me. So then I go back to the gate. The woman comes and I was like, ma'am, I'm going to show you. Because I was like, let me show you the confirmation that my seat had been changed to 20A. So you know that I'm not just making this up. And that a ticketing agent at 10 a.m. yesterday said that I had 20A. She was like, I don't know what happened. She was like, yeah, because 20A is filled. I said, move them. I said, it was my seat first. Somebody move me out of the seat. Move them out of the seat. She said, we can. It's already been given to them. I was like, I don't. But somebody did it to me. Do it to them now. She was like, I can't. So I ended up with this middle seat in the middle of the aisle. I'm just old now. Well, and I mean that in the sense of, one, I get pissed off quicker. But also, if I leave my head to 10 minutes of my head being in the wrong place, my neck is done.
Yeah, and Angel ain't gonna snap ass where can I get it from. If Angel sleep, it's curtain. She ain't waking up. I don't care how much pain she's in.
So I'm over here hurt. I just was so mad. And the guys, they didn't know what to do. They were just like, is there anything we could do? I was like, no, there's nothing you can do. Ain't nothing you can do. I'm just mad. I'm just mad. Kevin finally came back from first class at some point in time during the flight. He was like, you okay in this seat?
It don't too much matter. We in the air now, fool.
Luckily, they served us hot food on the plane, and this plane was dope. This plane's better than any Delta flight that I've ever. The seats reclined further, and it raised up your feet, mm-hmm. which was a blessing because my feet be swelling up on the plane.
Yeah, Delta know they got the system on lock. They ain't trying to upgrade their planes like it.
They not. I was so mad. I was so irritated. I knew it was such a first world problem. I knew I was being so upset about, but what pissed me off, I mean, it was getting me mad to the point of I was on the verge of like angry tears. I was so
That's
mad.
That's the only time Angel will show emotion is if she's mad enough to cry. She ain't going to be sad enough to cry.
I'm going to be mad enough to cry. Greg said the same thing about himself. It's because it pisses me off when I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm helping others, yet I'm the one that gets the mm-hmm. short end of the stick. That's the thing that pisses me off. I'm like, wait a second. I gave my phone to everybody else to switch their seat. They all got the seat they want. Except for Greg. His seat got messed up too. But I'm the one having to sit with my neck hurting. I'm the oldest one here. I did it early before most of the people even knew that their seats were wrong. Yet I'm the one whose seat got... And then that black woman wanted to give me all the attitude when I came.
What's her name? Eugenia.
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 When I came, humbly as I know how, I came with good... Even though I was upset, I came with good energy up because I knew my life was in her hands. My comfort. So I was like, can you just help me? You're not listening to me.
Yeah, Eugenia, you wasn't listening.
And that's what Greg was like.
Hurry up and retire.
When Greg was...
messing people's days up.
When Greg was finished, he said she really wasn't trying. She was not listening, nor did she explain it right. I said, but had I went off, I would have been the one. That woman didn't want to listen. Yeah. Well, I want y'all to listen to me. Ana Luisa is one of the best jewelry companies you could ever, ever get jewelry from. I have been a longtime fan of theirs. Actually, Ana Luisa was our very first advertiser for this podcast.
I remember.
I had booked it on my own. They're a great company. They offer high quality jewelry at a very affordable rate. I have rings by them let me rewind.
Rewind.
I can't wear cheap jewelry. It breaks my skin out, right? However, my budget doesn't allow me to spend a lot of money on jewelry. This is where Ana Luisa is like the perfect blend for me. The jewelry is consciously luxury. It lasts a long time. It's versatile. It's timeless. It's affordable. I love picking out pieces. I like layering. So they have some beautiful chains that if you're watching, I have on. Very delicate, yet very stylish. The rings that I don't have on one of their rings now, the rings that I've gotten from them are heavyweight. They don't turn. They don't tarnish. And the craftsmanship. This ain't no like little jinky just, you know, girl, don't you wear it while you're sweating because it's going to turn you. It's not that type of jewelry. It is like truly you feel very luxurious. You just feel well put together. And I always feel like the right pieces of jewelry really finish off an outfit perfectly. It just really like pulls everything together. The prices are just excellent. They start at $39, which is, I think, is great. Like, because it gets you out of the cheap jewelry section, but it puts you at a place where you know whatever you're buying is going to be solid. And they have new jewelry collections released every Friday. So there's always something new that you can look to purchase and have. And let me tell you how to spell it so that when you all go to their website, you go to the right place. Ana Luisa is spelled ANALUISA.com. I'm going to spell it for you one more time. ANALUISA.com. So I want you to check them out. I want you to find some pieces that you love. I'm very much so a gold type of girl, so all of my pieces that I get from them are gold. I currently have on these like little cute little safety pin earrings. They're shaped like safety pins, and then they have like, I don't know if you what you call these. Like they have stones. They look like diamonds. They're not diamonds, but they look like diamonds in the little the pin part of the safety pin. I have on a necklace that has this cute little medallion on it, and then two chains. So I want you to check them out, see what pieces you love. You're going to use our link, which is www.analuisa.com/argue. Again, that's www.analuisa.com/argue. And you'll get 10% off all of the products. 10% off is what you're going to get by using our link, www.analuisa.com/argue. Check them out. You'll love them. Great birthday gift. Great to just add to your collection of jewelry just to spice it up. Especially, you know, me, I'm in this stage of life where I'm using a stylist to help style me for the tour. So I like to be able to have really good quality jewelry with my outfits to just make everything sing. So make sure you check them out. Thank you, Ana Luisa, for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Ana Luisa.
Okay, Marcus, tell us what's got you feeling some kind of way.
More first world problems, y'all. You know what? This is definitely a first world problem. So I like tracksuits. You know, the leisure suits. Mm-hmm. Put on, they easy, they comfortable.
Mm-hmm. You look great.
Yeah, when they fit well, they fit well. What annoys me is probably 80% of the shoes that I have are Nike. I would love to have some Nike tracksuits. Nike tracksuits are trash. Nike tracksuits are Marshalls quality, like they made by Marshalls with a random person making them in the back that has no knitting skills. Like, these things don't fit right. Nike makes tracksuits for basketball players. Why can't they make some for normal people that fit right? Adidas is killing Nike right now. Adidas tracksuits fit so dope. You know, the Run DMC ones, or they got the jogger pants now. Put them on. I wear an extra large. It fits me perfectly. Sometimes I can maybe get a 2X and it fits perfectly, depending on the color. Fits right, but I don't have no Adidas shoes because, honestly, I'm not that big of a fan of the Adidas shoes. They don't be fitting me like the Nikes do.
Because the big problem is that the pants be way too short for my baby.
They start off just fine. This lets you know what type of crap Nike's pulling. The pants start off just fine. Wash them. Wash them and see what happens. They're going to turn into capris.
Even the dry fit?
The dry fit started off short.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, the dry fit one started off short. And once you go to 2X, even 3X, it don't get no longer. They just start getting wide after that. It's like they stopped at like a 30 or 32 length. I'm like, you make stuff for basketball players. All of them dudes by law has to be like 7'9".
Never by law. That's
it's so annoying.
And our stylist, that was her solution. They were just like,
you got to know some basketball players. Like, really, Nike? Quit being trash. You got to know
the basketball players, they make their things custom for the basketball players. So Marcus has to like befriend somebody in the NBA, because a lot of them, they get the stuff for free. They just give it away. They don't wear all the stuff.
Yeah, I had connections with actually two basketball players, and the connection I didn't know them personally, but I knew people very close to them. They'd be like, look, man, what size shoe you wear? Because they send me all this stuff and I got too much of it. So they would send me stuff too. But I'm like, that's the most trash thing ever. Like, Adidas, you can go in any Adidas store. I can go there if they have it in stock because they're popular. Get a tracksuit and it fits just perfectly fine. The length, the width, everything perfect. So now I'm just got to go to like other brands and just start getting them. Uh-huh. And say, the hell with Nike.
Somebody said, listen, you over 30, you can just start mixing brands. It don't even matter no more. You ain't got to be like, I got on a Nike tracksuit and I got on...
That ain't me. Nah. Just because you're over 30 don't mean you got to start dressing
trash. I thought
trash.
You didn't like that one man, one brand thing.
No, I'm saying to match my shoes. That's why I'm just going to go away from a Nike shoe brand altogether. Like, I'm not going to throw on a pair of Jordans with an Adidas tracksuit.
So that's what I said. I thought you didn't like them.
I can still wear Lacoste. I can still, it could be anything. Even if Express made a tracksuit, I could rock that with some Jordans.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to mix two shoe designers.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't going to do that. All Come right. on, man. Get it together. This chick. All of us don't have stylists to think about this stuff for us, okay?
Is somebody jealous?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because actually, I do have a stylist, and she don't cost me nothing. She's looking for me right now.
You talking about Quinn.
Yep. I called her. I said, hey, this is what I need. She's like, matter of fact, I'm going out here. I'm going to send you some pictures. Bet.
You're welcome.
Whatever.
You're welcome, because I'm the one who told him. I was like, he's like, Quinn's a stylist? I said, I said, you should have a stylist. I am. You're welcome.
Shut your face. But yeah, that's what's got me feeling some type of way is Nike.
Okay, what's got you feeling good?
Life has got me feeling. I can't even. When you were sitting there talking, I was like, "What can I talk?" It's so much to pull from. I feel so blessed right now. In this moment, I always feel blessed, but in this moment, I feel really good. A lot of times, I'm gonna be honest with you, it's hard to see all the positivity when I'm dealing with these boys all week. Y'all. I was about to talk about that in my feelings. A little bit of Tanksley pride got me in my feelings because these dudes, my goodness. Whew.
Just words. I want to know what you...
Oh, they just get on my last nerve, y'all.
Amar yesterday.
This is just yesterday. Go on, tell him.
Let me tell you what he did.
This is just one day in the life of his ass.
So I came home. I flew in yesterday. The whole New Jersey story I just told y'all. I was extremely exhausted, and I knew we were going to be kicking it with Tony and Sabrina later on in the night. So I wanted to make sure I took a nap so I wasn't tired when we went to go see them. So I'm laying on the couch, and I wait to take a nap till when Marcus, because Marcus left to drop little Marcus off to go to Zay Zay's birthday party. So I wait for Marcus to come back so that I can actually take a nap because I know I can't trust Amar. So I go to sleep on the couch. And Amar, like most of my kids used to do when they were little, when I go to sleep on the couch, they'll come sit on top of me, do activities on top of my body. Go away, come back, right? So I'm not thinking anything of it. He sits on me. He's trying to get my phone. I have my phone underneath me. He goes away. At some point in time, he comes back, goes away again, but I'm asleep. He's sitting on me. I can kind of smell something, but I am asleep. I hear Marcus yell for me, "Angel, is Amar with you?" And I was like, "Yes." He was like, "Because he's got a marker somewhere."
I said, "I smell marker."
He's got a marker. I open my eyes. Amar is sitting on top of me. He has poured an entire bottle of fingernail polish on me, on my shirt and on my body, right? And I'm like,
the house still smells like it.
I'm like, I'm yelling for Marcus, "Bring me some paper towel." I don't know. It seemed like it took you forever. So he finally gets upstairs.
I was getting the cleaner too.
What cleaner?
The stuff that I used to spray on it.
No, this is before we even knew what to use. I was like, I need paper towel.
But I came up there with cleaner because I'm like, I ain't just going to bring no paper towel and nothing to clean. Anyway, go ahead.
You had went back down for the cleaner.
All right, you right.
I'm serious. You had went back down. You had brought me two pieces of paper towel. I'm trying to wipe it off. It's on my skin. It's not coming off my skin by wiping it off. Then Marcus noticed that it was all in the floor.
In the hallway. He's poured it all down the hallway.
He's like, "It's in the hallway." I was like, "How do we get it up?" He was like, "I don't know." And that's when we Googled. And the Google said household product, like household cleaning products. That's when you went to get it. But based off of you telling me a long time ago that alcohol gets a permanent marker.
Yeah.
I was like, "Let's try alcohol." The alcohol helps soften it up so we can scrape it off the floor. But then I tried to keep him away from the box where he found it. And I was like, "No, get away." Kyle walks up. He tells him, "No, get back." I was like, "No, you're the one." Anytime I would say, "No, you do it," he would turn back to Kyle and tell Kyle. Oh, my.
But that's just one, like every, what was that, Saturday. We are getting ready because I'm going to take him to the pool. It's always Angel's makeup. Every time. It's her lipstick. This time he got into her makeup. One of the little things that got all the cubes of makeup in it. And smeared that stuff all over the bathroom floor. It came off the walls. Great. All over the walls. All over her chair. I'm like, our comforter has red lipstick smeared all over. Like somebody got stabbed in the bed or something. Every time it's the goddamn makeup.
My makeup's where it's supposed to be. It's not that my makeup is just out and about. He's going where my makeup is and getting into it.
And it's just one incident of many. That's just one. It was just Saturday for him. Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's daily. That's I'll just be like, the dog kennel looking better and better for him.
You're not putting my baby in no dog kennel. Heard you. I don't know where to put my makeup for him to stop from getting it. Like, there's no place to put it. It is up on my vanity where makeup should be.
We'll get you a gun safe.
I'm not putting my makeup in a gun safe.
I just came up with a solution.
A gun safe?
Yeah. They ain't got none of my guns.
I need to be able to see my makeup, babe.
Why?
That's how you know what you have so you don't end up buying
it. Put a light in it. That's how I got lights in my gun safe. You just open up the safe, hit the button, and oh, you can see everything. What I need to grab?
Marcus.
For the dark.
Marcus. Well, listen, while I still don't know where to put my makeup, I do know where to put my shoes. And I got some comfortable shoes. And Marcus is getting some comfortable shoes, too, from our next sponsor, Rothy's. Y'all, we've talked about Rothy's before and how, like, when it comes to comfort, nobody beats them. There's no shoe brand out there that's going to be as comfortable as Rothy's is. They are like, there's no break-in period. They are broken in once you put them on your feet. They're environmentally sustainable. They're made with materials made from plastic bottles, water bottles. They're machine washable. You can throw them in the washing machine, wash them out, keep them smelling fresh. They've got tons of styles, shapes, colors. So you're always going to be able to find one that you love. They have sandals in an array of colors to shoes made for exploring and new styles that have you covered. And their spacious, washable bags are perfect for summer giveaways. Excuse me. So my favorite thing about Rothy's is the comfort. With me traveling a lot, I like to take, well, it's actually two things. The comfort and they're not heavy. With me traveling a lot and us being like gone for 4 or 5 days at a time, trying to make sure my bags ain't overweight and trying to make sure I can fit all my outfits in, being able to have Rothy's as some go-to shoes, one that are comfortable because we do a lot of walking on tour, walking to the venue, walking through these big airports. Rothy's is like, you ain't gonna get no blisters on your feet. I have worn some more like expensive shoes, got a blister on my feet. I said, never again. I'm gonna put these Rothy's on my feet and have a good time. Thank you. And there are so many styles, so they can go with any of my outfits. Now they have the newly launched men's shoes that are intentionally designed with the artisan level of detail and created with nearly zero waste. Rothy's men's shoes are durable, washable, and perfect and better for the planet. Plus, rigorous testing during R&D results in a perfect fit wash after wash. So, yeah, if you want to be able to have comfortable shoes that you won't get tired of wearing, if you want to be able to be more environmentally conscious and partner with a company that is really trying to be sustainable, Rothy's is who you go with. They are a best-selling shoe, and The Point in Black has over 5,000 near perfect reviews for Rothy's. So this is what we want you to do. We want you to step up your summer wardrobe with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/argue to find your new warm weather favorites today. That's rothys.com/argue. We thank Rothy's for sponsoring this podcast. Thanks, guys. So what's got me feeling like really good?
Hurry up so we can get into this subject.
Okay, sorry. I want to end on a high note.
All right. It was a high note. You had a problem. I came up with a solution.
And it was about to be about you, but let me just let that go. Let's go into the topic.
Go ahead.
No, you want to jump.
I didn't say stop it. I just said let's hurry up. And
you said hurry up so we can get to
it. I want you to end on a good note. So you in a good mood because I'm about to tear it right back down.
No, I was just saying getting to be home with you all was nice to be able to come home. Feel like I've been gone. Marcus is not the best communicator on the phone, so that can be frustrating. But being in person and being able to smell him and feel him and see him, my husband is just so pretty to me. Look at you with your sweat on your nose. I do. I think he's so attractive. So being able to, like, I was excited to get into bed with him last night. And I'm not even talking about on no sexual tip. I was just excited to have my body near his body. Now, sexually, I was also excited.
Angel got in the bed and said, ooh, we gonna cut. That's it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, yeah, that's got me feeling good. Being home with my family has been great. Kissing on my boys and stuff. So, let's jump into the topic because we got 30 minutes left. Let's do it.
We got as long as we want left.
You right.
Who decides? We decide. Tell us what we want to do.
That's what you should tell him. Marcus is really flowing in this entrepreneurship. Yeah, you are.
How sway, as Angel's been saying nonstop. How
sway. Marcus has got real comfortable in being an entrepreneur. I can just tell. His content has been cracking me the hell up. I
had to figure out my own lane. and what I needed to do. And it seems to be working out.
He now sets an alarm
to post content daily.
Because we had tried something in July. It did not. I don't think it was successful.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. And
I mean, we had a, it was a chaotic July also. But yeah. Anyway, yeah.
I don't even think if we had didn't have a chaotic July, I don't think that's your style. I think you did find your style.
All right.
It's cracking me up. Go all ahead.
So today's topic. So I was talking to Melissa Fredericks, Miss Kev on Stage, wife of Kev on Stage. And they had, they on their podcast, I think last week or the week before,
the
they
Love
had
Hour?
Yeah. On the Love Hour, they had a specialist come on, and the specialist said most, I don't know the exact words, but most times people
keep talking.
People marry or date one of their parents. And I was like, that's extremely interesting. So we went down the line. I was hanging out with, it was me and the ladies was kicking it, y'all. And so we went down the line and they was talking about, you know, who they dated. And I was sitting there thinking about it as they came to me. And they was like, Marcus, who did you marry? And I was like, I be damned. I never thought about that. It's so interesting. I always thought mama, but I've been wrong. And once I thought about it, I'm like, I married my daddy.
He's a lie.
And let me tell you exactly why. Oh, y'all done seen it this whole podcast. Stubborn. I always say Angel stubborn. Strong-minded. Strong-willed. Stubborn. That's what that is. The fact that I said my opinion on who I think I married and she disagreed with me is my daddy. Through and through. Anytime we, and that's the thing. Daddy, he could tell you anything about everything. He could tell you everything about anything. This is Angel. Anytime we talk about, we could talk about, especially the personality part, you know, go back in the podcast, go back through the roster and look at anything. Anytime we pulled up one of the, look at daddy, one of these little specialty podcasts where it's talking about personalities and doing this and doing that. Watch how much Angels be like, well, Marcus, this is what you need to do. Y'all see when I just said, oh, well, I think July was kind of chaotic when we came. No, but it wouldn't have happened anyway. And you found your niche later on, but that wouldn't have happened. That is daddy through and through. Now, she treats the boys like my mama treats me. But the way she treats me is daddy through and through. I mean, I sat there and thought about it. I sat there. It was like 15 minutes. I'm staring off into space like, I never thought about that. She is that. Y'all, me and my mama, we are best friends. The way me and Angel go at it is not me and mama. It's me and daddy. You can admit that.
No.
Y'all, this is daddy right here. and why she said absolutely not, because everybody sees mama. She's so sweet and she's so nice.
That's not
and
why.
She's so
that's
this and she's so
why.
That. Now,
that's
hold up.
Let me finish.
Listen to daddy.
I'll
over.
Let you get out and of your
Angel,
life. You know
and
your
Angel,
daddy would have been the top
and, yeah. And Angel's always saying, see, look at you acting like your daddy. No, you acting like my daddy. This is my daddy right here, y'all. Oh, my God. Go ahead. What you got to say?
Marcus ain't never lied so hard than he is at this current time.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his mom.
Y'all ever heard me say, you a lie. You another one. Or a lie again. That's daddy. And mama. Go ahead. I'm done. Lie to the people. Try to convince them of something that I already know.
So here's the thing of how Marcus is lying. He can say all day him and his mama are best friends. Marcus be on his mama like flies on crap. Let his mama start talking about something he don't want to listen to. He puts the goddamn phone down. That's how you treat me. You ignore me like I'm your mom.
Because that's my daddy. I didn't say I wasn't my daddy. I know I'm my daddy, but she is. I married my daddy. Go ahead. I didn't say the way I treat other people. It's the way you treat me.
And then secondly, no, I baby you way more than I correct you. That is the honest to God truth.
Baby, I didn't say daddy didn't baby me.
No, when you said the way I treat the kids is how your mama treats the kids. I baby you.
Okay. And you do a whole lot of correcting. It ain't, yes, you do a whole lot of correcting. You do a whole lot of, well, this is what you need to do. It's a lot of,
just started when you came, a lot of the this, you need to do this, started when you came over into my field of expertise.
Y'all, I could be doing something on the computer, right? I could be sitting there. I'd be like, Angel, I can't figure this out. Come over and help me. So, or even if I'm not, I could be trying to figure it out myself. Angel will look over my shoulder. She finally stops. She'll look over my shoulder. Process. Go to process right there. Process. Her repeating process ain't telling me where it is. Obviously, I don't see it on the screen. She would just take over and start doing stuff. Finally, I'm like, just when I'm doing stuff, if I want to figure it out, let me figure it out. But that is that. You couldn't just sit back and let you figure something out. No, no, here, back up. Here, I got it. Move. That's daddy.
I do the backup here. Here,
no,
I got
no,
it.
No, verbally you do it. I ain't say physically, but
no,
the way
no, no,
you
no.
Hold on. The way you approach the situation is daddy.
I'm telling you right now, I do the backup. Hey, hey, here I got it because you do it to me.
But you do it.
Because you
I ain't no because do you do it?
If I look like
it's
this.
The same way you
no,
said
no, no.
The only reason I'm stubborn now is because you're stubborn.
No.
But you're stubborn
I
though, Marcus.
I want you to understand that some of the ways in which I respond to you now as a spouse is how you have trained me to respond to you.
Okay.
Think
so
about
I turned you into daddy.
Yes. If you're
regardless.
Saying I'm daddy, if you're saying I'm your daddy, it's because you turned me into
see?
Because
she can't
back.
Be wrong.
No, no, no. I want
daddy
you to go
was
back.
Never wrong.
Go back to the beginning of our marriage. I want you to go back in your head.
Okay.
And I want you to think about how I treated you. And I want you to see who I was before me and you really started to having to meld into each other. Who was I?
If you honestly want me to answer that, now that I've had time to think about it.
At the beginning of our...
At the beginning of our marriage.
Yes.
You were still daddy.
Please explain.
Okay, I'm explaining. For one, before I stepped into your lane, the whole technology thing, it always came out usually during the technology thing.
Now, you're going back to the beginning of our marriage.
Yes.
Okay, go please continue.
Okay. With the technology thing, Angel has always been, you know, above me. I deal with power. She deals with electronics. This is like a completely different thing. So, like, when it came to, like, setting stuff up, I would try to set this. She would usually try to push me like, here, you set this up. I don't know how to hook up what. Like, you handle this. If Angel was in the area watching me do something, she couldn't watch me mess up.
Can you give a specific example?
It would be the times where we, when I hooked up, I ended up figuring out the surround sound system at the house. But like I said, the example of the like working on the laptops and stuff, the computers.
That is not the beginning, is what I'm trying to get you. You took a while to get a laptop.
I got a laptop when Marcus was, when you were pregnant with Marcus. That was a year in.
Okay. I want you to really, the thing is, no, this is the thing. Because I didn't bother you when you first got your new laptop. I didn't even know what you were using it for.
Have you not always been very strongly... wield and
in my own how I run myself. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, since you're not daddy, how are you like mama?
Okay, this is where I'm just like, oh, you just want to turn a blind eye. You go back to the beginning of our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I used to truly baby you. The way I would fix your meals, you had a very distinct, what you want. This is when Marcus was bulking up. I need this type of potato. I need this type mm-hmm. of meat.
You
I
did.
Need the da-da-da-da-da. And what did I do? I had that type of potato. I had that type of meat. I would fix his breakfast. It didn't matter if I was going to work too. I'd fix his breakfast.
You did.
I'd be fixing
You would still do that.
I don't do that now.
I said real. You would, though. If I were to ask you to do that, you would still help me out with that stuff.
And so what I'm saying is that is what I always have led with. The whole... Okay, now I just got to pull you together is what I realize is the most effective with you because that's how you handle me. And I took your sign of, because the always got to be right. The always, I'm not saying that I'm not that I don't have a know-it-all personality to me, but the having to prove my point is something that I learned. From you.
You came into this. We were dating. You were a know-it-all personality.
I said. I had a know-it-all. I just said that.
Okay. Daddy is who I married.
He can feel that way.
I know I can. I do feel that way.
You see how this is what I'm saying in a discussion. I am saying you can feel that way. He doubles down. I know you can. Yeah. I feel that way. This is how.
Is you mama a know-it-all? Like that in the beginning.
That's one of the attributes. Okay, of hers in the I don't have.
That would be not a lot. That would be some of our arguments. Angel knowing it all, to the point where I'm like, but what about this? Because even if she don't know it, she know it. That is truly daddy.
Here's another way in which I'm not like his father. I'm an easy person to get along with, like his mother.
Okay, I'm easy to get along with, but I'm still a whole lot like daddy.
Okay. We are on two different planets now, so okay. I'm just going to jump up out of this conversation.
See, she don't see a way out. That's why she's going to be like, okay.
You think you are easy, an easy person to get along with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like daddy, I don't put up with no BS. Angel puts up with BS and deals with a lot of crazy people. She knows that because she got some friends where nobody else can be friends with.
Who is that like?
Huh?
Who is that more like, your mama or your dad?
It must be, that is like my mama because my mama's friends with your mama.
I'm glad you got that. That was funny.
I'm sorry.
Another way that I know I'm more like your mama.
Hold on.
Another way I know I'm more like your mama than your daddy is because I'm married to you. There is no way to be married to a personality like your dad's and not be a lot like your mother, which is being able to take the blows, the smart ass comments, and all of that, and still be able to lead in love.
Okay. For one, talking about the friends, that has nothing to do with me. You were dealing with your friends, and that's not something that drew me to you. I'm talking about when it comes to dealing with us, not outside. I'm talking about how we are dealing with each other and what I see, the qualities that I be seeing in you. So the first one, it was like your friends. That has nothing to do with it.
What you mean, like your friends? I said easy to get along with. You the one who brought up crazy friends.
I'm easy to get along with.
You the one who brought up friends. Yeah. I said easy to get along with.
I'm easy to get along with. There's not a lot of people that would... There's hardly anybody that would disagree. The people I don't get along with, if I were to explain, or even if they were to explain their case, they would easily see that. I'm very easy to get along with.
Well, HelloFresh is our next sponsor. And let me tell you, they are always giving us the freshest ingredients, the best recipes that are tested and designed by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Oh, and listen here. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning, grocery store trips with less prep, less effort, and minimal cleanup so that you can enjoy cooking and dinner, getting dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. HelloFresh's calorie smart options, that's the part that got me excited, make it easier to enjoy tasty, low-calorie meals this summer without scouring the grocery store for ingredients and the web for easy recipes. You guys, we have to do better in how we eat. We have to eat stuff that we're preparing at home more, mm-hmm. because that's the only way that you're going to get the real premium healthy foods. And HelloFresh is like, we want to help you make this possible. HelloFresh's produce comes from farm to door in less than a week, which means fresh, high quality ingredients. This summer, HelloFresh has everything you need to get grilling. Grilling bundles, burger packs, surf and turf packs, and more means less shopping and more sizzle. And you get value. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72 times cheaper than restaurant meals without sacrificing the quality. And that is from a Zagat Dining Survey. And let me tell you, this ordering out, when you are a family of six, And all the kids know how to throw back food. I'm talking about from little Marcus down to Amar. They eat, okay, like they're trash compactors. Mm-hmm. So the savings would be probably even more for us because it costs a lot for us to eat out. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order in the app within minutes. Easily change your delivery day, food preferences, plan, size, or skip a week whenever you need. And let me tell you, I have thoroughly enjoyed HelloFresh the many times that we've used them because the meals are so, I want to say creative and unique. Like it's never something that I've cooked before, but like once it comes together, it's stuff that it's so tasty. It looks amazing. And you can tell like it's, for the most part, when I say good for you, like you can see you're not using a bunch of crap in your meal. You're using like really good, fresh ingredients. So this is what we want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/argue14.
Argue14.
And use the code argue14.
Argue14.
For up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. I'm going to read that one more time. Yes. Do Go to HelloFresh.com/argue14.
Argue14.
And use code argue14.
Argue14.
For up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit.
Thank you, HelloFresh, sponsoring this podcast.
Anyway.
So we're going to jump to who am I?
All right, no. You're like many of my father figures. You are like many of my father figures. I
would assume this because I know your mom well enough to where we have some similarities in how we operate and do things. But it's like at the same time, it's like other than that.
Yeah, no,
you're something completely different.
Nothing like my mother. My father figures are very blunt. Some would say rude, but blunt is the word that I'll use. And humorous and extremely masculine. I knew off top when, like, it did not take the Love Hour podcast for me to know that I married a reflection of the male figures that were in my life. Like the father male figures that were in my life. Mm. Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Marcus does not know these men in that way. So there's really no like room for the debate or discussion about it because he doesn't have a frame of reference. But off top, I was like, oh, okay. Like, smart ass comments, that is their, like, that is what they are good at.
Yeah, actually, that's my granny.
I can believe that you got that from your grandmother.
People think it's my daddy. Like, I'll let you finish.
People said they didn't know Martin Luther King was like that. Martin Luther King definitely had a smart ass. For those of you all who don't know what they're referring to, for a nice portion of my childhood, I thought that Martin Luther King was my daddy because I was not close to my father. And I just was like, substitution, Martin Luther King.
We got similar. The for the person that they were saying that Angel's father was, it's like they could have used that the same way. I was like, yeah, they got the same eyebrows.
Yeah, that works. That works right there. That was my coping skills as a 4 and 5 year old. I was like, no, the
global hero.
Martin Luther King is my dad. But no, like there is a, to deal with my father figures, you have to have a thick skin. That is what, especially when we first started, when we were just talking. Before we started dating, because when we dated, he softened up some. And then when we married, he hardened back up a little bit. I luckily had a thick skin because I don't think some people, I don't think would be able to take the way Marcus.
I'm an asshole, y'all.
Dells it out. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you be blunt. And especially when you tagging, when you like making jokes. But I have a very like, thick exterior, and I can also throw them back just as hard.
Yeah, she does.
Now that comes from my grandmother.
I can throw. I think your grandmother would come in the room shooting though.
Like, possibly.
Like, why? Hey, wait, wait.
And you just showed up. So I am not. I had the opportunity to date someone who was of a softer spirit that would have been more gentle. This is not to say Marcus has a very gentle side. It just only comes out when it needs to come out.
Thank you. I ain't out of control with my assholeness.
No, we wouldn't be together. No, he's not out of control. No. I did not want. Because I am blunt as well. Not as much as him, but I am. I'm a very much so cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Type of.
That's
type
one
of
thing. It's so. A lot of people think that they're like a straightforward cut to the chase, but that's one thing that Angel truly is. A lot of people like to put that on themselves and they're not.
Yeah. No.
Like, we know of people. It's just like, but you say that you are blunt. You cut straight to the tape. You don't beat around the bush. But you never say exactly what you want to say.
You be beating all around the bush. Yeah. Just pop, pop around the bush.
Not even you down the street beating on the other bushes. You ain't even beating on the bush you need to be beating on. So who do you see yourself as of your parents in our marriage?
I'd be more of one of my father figures than my mother. Mm-hmm. 100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. My mother, I never experienced my mother with my father. So I don't know what that dynamic looked like. But my mother has been married a couple of times in my lifetime. So I have gotten to see her in relationships. And while my mother would say I don't spoil him enough.
Yeah, Mama Dorothy, she was just in the grocery store sampling food and didn't take nothing out. She was just trying grapes, nah, put that back.
She knows.
Biting apples, nah, I don't want that either.
No, she took them out. Then she had that receipt.
She threw them back in through the door. She had that receipt. Money.
Said, this done turned, and I don't want it.
Turned.
This done turned. My mother likes way more of, she would love it if I was way more traditional behaving.
Do you think she's like that now, or she has always been like that? Because like she's done a transition.
No, she was, it's so funny. My mother has always prescribed to what the traditional wife looks like, not in relation to career, but in relation to marriage of, you say the husband leads, all that stuff. But I do think that was contrary to her essence, if that makes sense. My mother would love to have a man lead what is going on. However, my mother, her essence is of a leader.
She's a take charge type of person.
Right. So it takes even more, he would have to be one of the most alpha of alpha men. And sometimes that does not, it translates more over into you have a hard-headed jerk that's not listening more so than an actual leader. So, like I said, I didn't get to see my mother and my father together, so I don't know what their dynamic was, but I would say probably more of my father figures. I mean, I do try to take care of my husband. And I do try to make sure that because I am like my mother and that I am assured.
Yeah, you definitely an alpha.
Female. Yes, yeah. I'm assured in my decisions. So I have to purposefully make sure I step back in situations so that Marcus doesn't feel like I don't recognize the fact that he is a better leader than I am.
Yeah, we both do that, though. It's like people say, you know, the head of household. It's like, it depends on what it is. if it's something that Angel's better at, she's going to take charge of it, and I'm going to let her take charge of it. Same with me. She's going to take a back seat when... So people always... I think we've talked about that before, but it was somebody in the comments of saying, you know, why? How come none of the men nowadays, running the house, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, they do. We're just smarter now. We're more emotionally intelligent. We know what works. And if your wife is the one that is better at doing something, if she's the mechanically inclined one, she's probably needs to be the one picking out the car and not you. If you're not, like, don't be afraid to take a back seat on that.
Yeah.
But you still have a lot of people set in those old ways, though. Like, we know people like that. It's like they still live off that, the traditional, I'm the man and this is what I do. But I'm like, if Angel, if we get some furniture and if I don't put it together quick enough, guess what? Angel's going to put it together. And I won't, it won't hurt my feelings a tad bit.
Will not.
People be like, you just gonna let her do it? Yeah, yep. She know how to do it.
She did it.
Better than you.
There was actually a comedian, Takara Williams. She had put out a post that I couldn't disagree with even more than what it was. And that's what she was like, no man wants an alpha woman or can tolerate an alpha woman in a relationship. Like, saying that you cannot be alpha and in a relationship and your relationship go well. I'm about to pull it up. Sorry, I got distracted by the first photo. And I was like, disagree.
Yeah, I strongly disagree with that.
I disagree.
Because we both alphas.
And I don't know if, and maybe I'm taking it out of context and I really didn't listen.
Yeah.
And, but I was really like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I don't think, like me, I don't think I would have been able to be with anything other than an alpha woman.
He has a, just by him liking to date older women, lets you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Lets
yeah.
you kind of know the type of demeanor of a woman.
Yeah, because I still be dating older women.
Marcus, don't make me slap you on this podcast. I just.
So you put it as current and not past. No, but yeah, I've always dated old women, so it's like that actually says it. And then Angel, I don't think you would definitely not enjoy a pushover or.
I can't.
Have you dated those kinds of men before?
I said I dated someone who was on the softer side. If I wanted to, I could have ran over this person left and right. And it would have happened. And I was just like, I need someone who can help check me. Not belittle me.
No.
But somebody who can kind of help set me straight when I am wrong. Because I do recognize.
Yeah. Be like, hey, chill out.
Is that what you said? Because I do have a know-it-all personality. And I admitted that. Because you tried to be
This went exactly how I knew it was going to go.
Because purposely trying to patronize me. That's what it's good to know.
The camera just did something.
He purposefully was trying to patronize me.
I wasn't.
You were like, uh-huh, okay, what you gonna say? All right, what you gonna do? But, yeah, I personally can't do super passive men. I need someone extremely assertive. And that is what I got. Yeah, I am way more like you. I think also, listen, let me one more to prove my case, mm-hmm. and this will be the end. I also think I'm way more like his mother in the sense that Marcus sees his mother from one direction, right? As he's getting older, he's starting to see more directions of his mom, and he thinks these are new. And I'm like, I feel like these dimensions of his mother has always been there, but she's always kept just this one point of view of herself to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm
listening.
I'm also looking at your body language in your face, sir.
See that?
I'm looking at all the things.
Nathaniel Anthony Tanksley the First. Is that right?
You just be lying. Oh. So, yeah, I think that that is truly another thing. I'm like, you only see one little piece. I be seeing it because I'm a woman. I'm like, I see other pieces.
Because mm-hmm. you know that.
I didn't say I know it. I said I see.
You see all.
Didn't say I see all.
And you know all.
You see how you try to sway conversations in a way swaying. That I said.
I'm just pointing out it. The similarity.
I didn't say those words.
It's okay.
I know.
Man, I'm definitely more of daddy. Like, I know that.
Amen. I'm glad you know.
I do.
Because all of it, it's a shame. Your mother got she gave birth to all Nates.
Mm-hmm. And my sister more than any of us.
All of them.
Look at that, y'all.
Well, look at my husband. It said post something.
Yeah, that's my alarm right there.
We're going to let him post something. We want to give a special thank you to our sponsors once again, Rothy's, Ana Luisa, and HelloFresh. Please make sure you check them out. Use our links and our promo code so that they know that we sent you. I usually put them in the show notes. If you would listen to the podcast, they're usually in the show notes of the podcast. So you can just click on the links and the promo codes are there as well. Also, again, a huge shout out to our Patreon. They've been in here listening to us argue with each other per usual. We hopefully will be able to do some more things with them coming up once I can get my a hang of this tour. I'm going to talk more about that. Maybe we should do that next podcast. We could talk about it. Yeah, because we'll be 4 cities in. We can talk about how the tour has been for you thus far, how the tour has been for me. Because it is stressful. Can't wait to tell y'all about it. But we'll be back next week, per usual. Is there any other announcements that we need to make?
Nah.
Marcus has been making man shit.
Yeah, I've been making man shit. I'm going to have a release date. I want to be able to...
He wants to shoot some promo stuff around it.
Some promo stuff around it. So I can officially like re-release it. And y'all will know in advance before it drops.
So I'll see you all in Baltimore. If you all are doing the tour, come out to Baltimore. Come out to my other hometown. We're going to see how it goes down. But until next time, y'all be blessed and be safe.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.